Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Martin S., Abigail, and Jules B., for their support in making this series possible. We would not be able to make Realms of Peril and Glory without the support of our incredible group of patrons. They keep the lights on here at Realms of Peril and Glory, and without their support, this show would not exist. If you'd like to join them, we think we give you quite a lot in return, and you could even take part in our upcoming Realms of Peril and Glory pilot series, where we've created some new formats that you get to vote on which you like best and feedback on them, see how you'd like to be different. All of that and more is happening over at patreon.com/lightandtragic. Consider helping out, and we'd love to see you there. Enjoy the episode. Welcome back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Zachary Fortescom, and I will be your game master today. Joining me, as always, for our fantastic game of Liminal are three marvelous players, starting with Pip and going around counterclockwise. Please, can you introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Pip Gladwin, and today I will be playing Declan Buchanan, former P Division inspector, current private investigator, alcoholic and possible coin drug addict.
Hi, I'm Naomi Clark, and I will be playing a non-magical chicken nugget boy.
Whoops.
Called Three Card Monte.
Oopsies.
And hi, I'm Liz Campbell. Today I'll be playing Margaret, known as Mags Holt, a reluctant werewolf.
Amazing. So, last we left off, our characters journeyed to the Catacomb Club, where they met with Vance Karma, who asked for them to create an alliance, create a partnership of some kind. You were all a bit reluctant to create a deal with Vance Karma, but did begrudgingly by the end accept something. And we had an incredible move by Pip, who casted Stone of Truth on a cigar that Vance Karma was smoking. Just an absolute, one of those most incredible moves from a player that completely makes the most sense that you should see coming and undercuts anything
Zach
you had planned before.
So mad.
I wasn't mad because I loved
just
it. It was a great move.
It's fine.
Yeah, there was a moment where I was like, oh, fuck. But as you struck that deal and he told you to get out of his club, the doors of the Catacomb Club were blown open by throngs of Fae soldiers. And that is where we left off last time.
Rut row.
But before we jump into the game, as always, we would like to present you with a fantastic London fact.
This week's London fact is about pea soupers. So there was a time when during the Industrial Revolution, specifically in 1952, was a bad year, where all the smoke and fog came together to form smog. And there was 5 days where a downwind basically meant that nothing could escape London. this pea super fog was so thick, pedestrians could not see their own feet, and people would abandon their cars, or they'd pay a small boy to wave a flag in front of it as they drove their car through the streets.
Just because this dearth of small boys.
There was like a very good orphan economy.
Yeah.
And 4,000 people died.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Well, the thing is, it was a really good time to do a murder.
Oh,
because you were like, scream in the night. Also, wonder who that could have been.
Yeah, there were a lot of young boys walking directly in front of cars, so that probably didn't help.
They were like, just wave this flag in front of the car, boy.
He wanted to get away with killing an orphan. That was probably the...
I mean, I feel like you could have just killed an orphan on the street in 1952.
Well, I haven't, and you can't prove it.
That was our London fact. London fact!
Yeah, fucking London fact. So, if everyone's ready, let's get started. So, the doors of the Catacomb Club have exploded open, and throngs of Fae begin to flood into the club. Vance Karma looks to the door, confused, you all notice, and then furious, and then turns back to you all and says, "Now, by chance, when have you followed here?"
"Allies, Vance. What's going on?"
"Well, by the looks of things, it does look like..." "Oh, yes, that would be..." And he points down to a... All of the Fae are wearing kind of similar outfits. They look vaguely militaristic, but somehow so fashionable.
Yeah, that generally goes really badly. Like, I'm just going to say, like, not a great call. 10 buttons are a real problem.
But in and amongst that is one Fae who's not dressed in the same colors as the rest of them. You see Vance points them out and says to you, "Well, it does look like you have attracted some attention. Now, I believe our agreement still holds. Yes? If we can find you a way out of here."
"God, love a way out of here, yeah."
"Vance, how are you getting out? Surely you have an escape."
"No, I'm not getting anywhere. This is my club and they are not going to hurt me. But if they find you here..."
"All right, looks like you recognize that Ponce one at the front."
"Ponce is quite the word. That would be one Raven Quartz. You found yourself afoul of the protection squad of the Queen of Hyde Park, it would seem." And at that, you see that the DJ is pushed aside from up on the stage.
And she comes out and she's like, immediately begins playing Shrek Rave. "What are you doing in my swamp? What are you doing in my swamp?"
Have you made this up, or is this something you've heard before?
No, it's a real thing. It's okay. A real thing. They've had a second one. It was lit.
and you see that the music kind of fuzzes out, and Raven Quartz gets up on stage, and he somehow, despite there being no microphone, his voice is projected through the entire club, and you hear him say, "Hello, everyone. Thank you for your attention. I'm aware that you are all having a night of positively pleasant revelries, and I shall keep this as absolutely brief as is possible."
He says, using a very large vocabulary for very little reason.
"I am looking for 3 individuals who we believe to be in your company tonight." Snaps his fingers and 3 images magically are projected up the entire stretch of the club. "We are looking for 1 Mags Holt, 1 Declan Buchanan, and 1 3-card Monty Barker. Now, I know that there are some of you in here who do love the Queen of Hyde Park, those of you who know who they are. If we locate them, we shall all be left in peace. And until we do, I'm afraid you will all remain here. Those who find them, and find them quickly, shall find themselves in favor of the Queen."
"Oh, is that right? In favor of the Queen, is it?
get your skinny ass up here, you twat!
I shout off the edge of the balcony, like, just flipping him both fingers.
And you thought I was going to be the problem child.
And then I spin around, I do that, and I make eye contact with him, and then I spin around to Vance, and I'm like, how the fuck do we get out of here?
From down below, you hear, there you have your targets. Have at thee. And Vance says, my God, that is the worst possible thing you could have done. Fuck. And Vance is visibly panicking now. And you see Vance looks down and says, there is an exit out of 8 service hatchway. You can get down to street level. It is through the kitchens, okay? That is 2 floors down. I don't know how the fuck you are going to get out of here now, but that is now on you, because I now need to save my reputation. If we are to continue, once you get out of here, I will do my best, but do look out.
Can I roll stealth to have, like, whoop?
Yeah.
Done, like, a back roll out of here?
Yeah, 100%. Roll me stealth. And both of you roll me awareness.
7.
13. I got a 7.
Mags, you absolutely spy what happens.
Fuck! So I do a backwards roll. I think I'm being real sneaky.
Yeah.
And I come downstairs and I come face to face with Chantel.
Yes.
I immediately hug Chantel and bury my face into her shoulder.
Are you alright?
Right, so you know how you got, like, just sort of a gaggle of men?
Yeah.
You want to take them all to the kitchen right now.
Right, where is that?
It's 2 down and then service entrance. Right, so I can't be seen and neither can Jingo and Bingo up there. And I, like, grab, like, one of the men who's looking at Chantel. I'm like, bro, she's never gonna, like, look at you with that jacket. And I just, like, take it off him and then, like, put it over my head.
You see Chantel just kind of, like, to help you get away with this, just kind of rubs the guy's face. It's like, I think you'd look much better without that jacket, darling.
Great. I beckon Liz, who has definitely seen me.
Yes.
And I'm going to crouch down in a crowd of men.
Excellent. You are crouched huddled in a group of men who are absolute eyes on Chantel, not looking at you. I will let you all get in there with a very basic stealth roll for no one else to see you, because you are being assisted massively by Chantel.
7.
7.
6.
No, so you do get in there, but you definitely do it sloppily.
That's great.
I think if it's a point where, like, there's now been a kind of weird huddle formed by entranced men, a crouching Monty, some beautiful 8-foot woman that seems to be leading them gently away.
Yeah.
And it looks like I can't get in any kind of, you know, functional way. I'm going to stay on the outside of the huddle and watch, basically see who, if anyone, is coming for us.
I think that is a good idea. You did not successfully get in, so you do notice a couple patrons in the direct area have eyed you. You don't see anyone looking to be a hero today.
Good, keep it that way.
I'm singing, walk this way, talk this way.
Was the 7 a failure or a success?
That is also a failure.
Also a failure, great. But my awareness is better than my stealth, so I think I'm not going to try and sneak.
That's fair.
The same thing that Mags is doing, just, you know, if she's looking one way, I'm going to be looking the other.
Great. As you'll move with this huddle of men through the club, Pip and Liz, please can I get awareness checks from the two of you? If you would like to make one, Monty, then you will need to roll it with a -2, considering your...
I'm walking this way, talking this way.
Of course. Why would you do... Yeah.
9.
9?
11.
Yes! Okay, amazing. We're going to come back to that check. Naomi, you are in this huddle with Chantel in the middle. And Chantel kind of looks at you and says, what is going on, Monty? She looks rattled.
Yeah, I say, look, I... There's a lot.
But you can use your magic. You can, like, fuck them up.
Chantel, when you look at me, what do you see?
What do you mean? I see you. I see Monty. I see...
Oh, but you don't... You don't usually, right?
What the fuck happened to you, Monty?
Nana's been... Nana happened to me.
Shit.
it.
Yeah. So, you know what? As soon as it gets heated, fuck off.
All right. I can't promise you that this isn't going to go south really fucking quick, mate.
All right. We'll take your friends and go.
No, we'll try our best. We'll get you down there, but...
Listen, Chantel, there's been something I've been meaning to tell you.
You're not going to tell me you love me, are you?
He looks at her and he's like, look, I don't know what I'm going to do after this. And I don't have anywhere to go. And I don't know if I'm going to see you again after this. So, you've been great. Love to your mum. Best of luck. And I would like to dart out of the huddle of men in that case.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Great. Dart out. Are you trying to be stealthy about it?
No.
Okay, cool. Before you can go, she just wraps you in a really tight hug. And like, you take care of yourself, honey. She kind of gives you a little noogie. And then lets you go. So you bolt out of the huddle of men, Pip and Liz. What you see happen is this. You are walking forward. You're getting eyes. You're getting eyes from patrons. You're getting eyes from regular people. You're getting eyes from... You're getting confused expressions from bankers who are like, is this a immersive theater thing?
I've done
or
too much drugs tonight. Yeah, what is going on?
What is going on? Then you see three figures run up, and you at the same time see Monty bolt out of the group of men. And Monty, if you don't mind, I'm going to say you bowl straight into them. You see Alexis Philippa, who is the head of the Wolfsbane pack, and you see two other people who you know to be werewolves. You bowl straight into her, and she looks at you and says,
now that was a lot easier than I thought that was going to be. Hello.
I would like to immediately be like, talk about easy. You're the one who's easy. And then I would like to use taunt and then like roll off and like dart away. So right. I'm going to try and I'm going to fail at drawing attention away by fucking people off and being mean.
Great, let's do it. Roll me taunt to see if you succeed. First, we're going to do two checks. We're going to do taunt, and then we're going to do... let me see. We're going to do taunt to...
Can I use streetwise for using and being in a crowd and knowing how to navigate a busy London?
I'm going to ask for athletics, actually.
Cool. Which one do you want me to fail on?
Do you want to piss her off, or do you want to get away?
I want to piss her off, so I fail the athletics. It's a 4, essentially.
Great.
So it's not great. That's not super great either, but an 8 on the taunt?
You're very good at reading people, Monty, and you see that something... You saying that, like, clearly hits a kind of nerve with her. Then you try to bolt. You trip on one of the other werewolf's foot. You fall flat on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, this, like, tall... beefy man with like a shock of red hair grabs you roughly by the scruff of your collar.
All right, Chucky.
And picks you up. And you're all seeing this as this is happening. And then Alexis Philippa turns to you, Mags, and says,
now we don't want to make this too hard, do we?
Just let him go. Whatever you want with me or whatever, just let the kid go.
I want all of you. Because we're going to give you to the queen.
I'm doing, you know the thing where you put your hand on a kid's head and they're like, nyah, nyah, and like swinging hooks and stuff. Oh, I'm being held up by the back of my very nice clothing that Chantel has lent me. Just like fucking squirming.
Can you roll me melee, please?
I mean, I can. My dice know what's up. Because that's a 5.
Excellent. You do successfully not swing and further you do not connect and further piss off this werewolf.
Yeah.
Excellent job. What are you guys doing?
I look at Declan, essentially to see if he's got a brilliant plan or whether I'm just going in. It's a blank expression.
Pip is just like making extreme reluctant eye contact, I want to say. Yep. The face that says,
what? Philippa is going to take a step towards you, as are the other two.
As it's sort of towards, I mean, like, whatever happens here, I feel like Mags, one of us could choose to do something first or not, but Mags is quicker than me. So,
yeah,
I'm kind of, I'm deferring to the alpha at this point.
Oh, I feel so powerful.
You have, I will say this, you have 10 seconds to make a decision, then you're going to roll initiative.
I'm going to run up to the ginger bastard who's holding Monty. I'm going to try and leap up, jab my hand in the back of his elbow to make him drop him.
Excellent. Okay.
Right. So there's this guy who's holding Monty, and then there's Alexis Philippa.
Correct.
So
there's a third one.
And
there
there's a third one.
Total.
Fantastic.
I want you to roll me. This is going to be an attack, and this is going to be free before we start rolling initiative, but we are going to roll initiative after this.
Okay.
I would like you to make a melee, and we're going to go versus his melee, which is going to be a total of 11.
Melee attack.
Fuck him up, Mags.
You're trying to hit 12 or higher.
Okay, I'm rolling with a plus 5. 10.
So describe to me what you do.
Spend 2 points of will.
Yes! Yes, you do! Okay, excellent. So describe to me how you free Monty from the grasp of this werewolf.
So I think there's a moment after Mags tries, I mean, pretty mildly to reason with them in any capacity, where it's clear this is not a talking situation. I think there's a split second after their answer, not long enough for really the tension to remount.
Yeah.
And Mags, this small woman in a crowd of people, just quick as a flash, just sprints forward, gets up under this big guy's arm, and I'm just going to push his arm up as hard as I can in the most awkward manner to try and get him to let go of Monty.
Roll me the damage on that, please.
And I, as Monty goes, whoa!
4.
That is 4 points of damage. Nicely done. So what I'm going to say is that you successfully, for a moment, dislocate his arm at the shoulder, and he and drops Monty to the ground. Monty, you schlumpf onto the ground, very undignified. And I would like everyone to please roll me an awareness check, and that is going to be versus
11.
Will a 12 do?
Oh, yes.
13.
Nice.
Oh, 13 also, yeah.
Amazing. So you are all acting first. The werewolves are going to act second. What are you doing? This has happened. They are squaring up to you. This is happening.
I say, run!
Yeah, I will say they are a good 30 paces, as according to the book, from the top of the first set of stairs you need to get down.
Right, in which case, Mag shouts, run, while she tries to shove one of these oiks backwards out the way.
Amazing. Roll me a melee attack for that, please. And that is, again, going to be versus 11.
16.
Whoa! Now, that might count as a critical success.
I believe it does count as a critical
success. So, what would you like to do with that critical success? There are several options.
What is the most violent option, Zach?
You can do an extra d6 of damage.
I'd like to choose that. Violence, please.
In each round after this one, you act first in combat. You already do that. You make yourself the next target of an enemy you name. You disarm your opponent. They are not armed. They are, so that would be unuseful.
Take his arm off.
Or I'm happy to be sold on a different pitch if you have something in mind.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and like basically incapacitate him if I can. So mechanically, if that's the 2d6.
Yeah, mechanically, that is the 2d6. Roll those for me.
9.
You do... describe to me how you nearly kill this man.
After the... I assume it's the same guy that I just dislocated his shoulder. In his surprise, after kind of going up under the arm, I just use that momentum to take this big bulk of a man and slam him brutally against the ground.
Yep, it's concrete ground.
Yep.
and you hear an audible crunch and things collapsing in ways they should not collapse.
He's a werewolf. He'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll 100% be fine.
We do this to each other all the time. I live a nightmare.
You're like, yeah, we do this all the time, as we just watch like an eye roll out of his head and like boink, 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 boink down the stairs.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. So that happened. How are you two reacting? Because this is the first time you've seen Mags truly unleash like this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously internally going, holy shit, but there's a lot going on. So I think that is overridden by, go! Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, Alexis and another werewolf are still blocking your path, but they are less, now there is one less werewolf there. What are the two of you doing? Monty and Declan, what are the two of you doing?
Monty's closer right now, because you would have been dropped like right in the middle of this. So do you want to go? And then I'll follow up, because I'm like running after you guys. Like that feels, in terms of, that feels dramatically correct to me.
I see the guy who's just been obliterated. I give him a little slap on the cheek. Well, it's a dog eat dog world. And then
Monty, run!
I'm like, oh fuck! I would like to scramble like on all fours over this body and like try and like slide down the banister.
Absolutely.
Like that's where I'm at.
So the staircase that you need to head down is 30 paces away. With your turn, I will absolutely let you get to the stairway with an extra 30 paces from you not taking an action. You can get down the stairs, or if you want to look rad, you can roll an athletics check to slide down the banister.
I want to roll an athletics check, not to look rad, but because I'm going to fail it.
Great.
That's two ones.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy shit. So what happens is
I would like to narrate this if that's okay.
Fine, yeah, you go for it.
So I scramble over all fours. I'm like, okay. And I see this thing and I'm like, yeah, I fucking got this. I do this all the time at the thing. And I like try and do like a hop up, just like completely misjudge it and just disappear like down the other side of the stairs.
God.
So it's just like, Monty's like, goes to hop up and just goes backwards. He's just like, whoa.
How long is the pause before we hear the thud or the crash?
Yeah, it's a good like one.
Okay.
I'm okay.
He's alive.
Well, hang on. What is your max endurance?
8.
Okay, great. So we're going to do a d6 of endurance damage. That's a 1.
Yep, well, the dice tell a story. Sometimes that story is rubbish.
That is the end of your turn, Monty.
Yeah.
Declan, what
so,
are you
so I've
doing?
Seen Max absolutely like
what you've seen is two men be obliterated.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, man is really like pushing it, but yeah.
There's nothing I was going to say that was going to be funnier than that. seeing that and seeing Monty just vanish. Two things.
Yep.
I want to try and sleight of hand the knuckle duster in my right pocket.
Yep.
Just to get it on there.
Okay.
As I approach, I don't know her name.
Alexis?
I never met her before.
No, you've not.
As I approach this very in charge looking werewolf with my hands up.
Just roll me stealth to see if she notices at all. It's not going to be a very high check. I'm going to say you're looking to beat just an awareness of 11.
Baby girl, I believe in you. You got all that will to spend.
I don't have that much. I've spent 3 of it already.
What's your bonus to stealth?
Nothing. I have nothing.
Oh.
I have nothing.
2 sixes. Here we go. 2 sixes. It was not. It was a 2 and a 6.
It's an 8.
An 8. It's still, she still sees that you've got something in your hand. She doesn't know what it is. She sees that you've got like a weapon of some variety.
Okay.
And she kind of cocks her head at you.
Okay. So I noticed that she notices it.
There's no time for games.
There's so much time for games. I want to make like 100 rolls before I do anything. No. I think if I notice her noticing it, then I'm going to keep walking forwards. I continue walking towards her.
It is your turn.
Then as I notice her noticing it, I'm going to like also kind of frown at her and cock my head slightly and go, oh, this? And like bring the hand back down again. And then reach it out.
You reach the hand out.
Reach out with the right hand. So is she looking at it?
Yes.
Left hand, other pocket.
grab the other knuckle duster, and I'm going for the fucking knee again.
Right. Pip, roll me that melee attack.
Okay. No, it's a 10.
I'm sorry, you're looking to beat a 12. Excuse me.
Oh, that's fine. I will also burn 2 points of will to make that.
Incredible. Roll me the damage. How much damage does your
It does a d6 plus 2, and I will remind you that it bypasses magical immunity. So as far as this werewolf is concerned, this knuckle duster is made of silver.
Yep.
6 points of damage. To the knee, specifically.
Yes. Okay. Incredible. So what happens here is you do this weird ballet act. You kind of look at someone, you reach a hand into your pocket, you lift your hand into the air, you bring it down to show them, you hold it out and you make eye contact, looking confused at each other, and then you bust her knee open.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what happens is you make contact and you feel this knee shatters, and as you follow through, she... but you do see quickly the knees coming back together.
Mm-hmm.
You've still fucked her up,
okay,
but she's not going to be as suppressed as Annie was.
I mean, I figured. If I can move more, I will continue to run.
You may still move. You may run.
I think as soon as I've hit them, I'm trying to duck under whatever arm comes out to try and swing or whatever, and just I'm going.
100%. Of course you can. Did you run, Mags?
No.
No, you did not. In this order, this is what happens. Alexis Philippa gets up painfully on her knee, holds it, and then moves towards you, Declan, and it seems very painfully runs towards you, looking to attack. I need you to roll whichever is highest, your athletics or your melee, to defend against this attack.
Since we're in melee, since melee's higher than athletics and we're still in unarmed combat, that would be 13 to beat.
So you see her hands have begun transforming before the rest of her, and she swings down at you with these claws. She grazes your cheek, and you get a really cool little cut on your cheek. It looks really cinematic. Doesn't hurt in the slightest, and she utterly misses you.
Nice. I think I still go,
100%. And she growls. You hear this growl come out of Alexis Philippa that does not look like it comes out of what is a relatively petite woman. It looks much larger and more frightening than you can imagine. At the same time, the other goon werewolf turns, looks at you, Mags, and growls and is going to attack you. Let's see if we can hit. What is your total to defend?
Melee?
Yes.
Unarmed?
Mm-hmm.
15.
Well.
Zachary is, he's having a bad time.
I'm gonna spend 2 points of will.
Fair.
And he is going to hit you for 1d6, 6 points of endurance damage to you as this werewolf begins to transform his claws form and slash down your back.
It's my only jacket.
Yeah, a jacket is beginning to be utterly destroyed. I paid a lot of money for that. And that is going to bring us back to the rest of you for your turn.
I want to know what's going on the floor below us.
No, yeah. I think you guys should do your bit first.
Oh, yeah? You reckon? We're going to stay a couple rounds away for Monty to just lying on his back on top of a smashed table.
No, I'm technically lowest in the initiative.
Okay.
Magley.
I've been slashed at and nothing's happened.
Yes.
Mags didn't kill that first one, right?
Yes.
And it was clear that Mags hadn't killed him?
He's still vaguely alive.
To Declan's eyes, when he was seeing what Mags did to that dude,
yeah.
It looked like
she killed him.
It looked like she killed him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's werewolf shit. You wouldn't get it. It's fine.
You know, I could run away, but she'll just follow me. So I'm going to...
Bop it.
I'm going to bop it.
Yes, you are going to bop it. Cool. Roll that for me, please. You're trying to hit that 12 again.
A have so little left, Zach, but I am preemptively spending a point of will.
Okay.
If I that's not what it's for.
Yeah.
It's not for that. So it's not counting towards this total. If it succeeds, I'll tell you what it is. If it doesn't, I guess we don't find out.
Okay, great.
12.
Yeah.
I punch her in the heart, and I've spent a point of will to activate the ability of my artifact, which is that it can cut through anything. So I just put my fist through her chest, and again, silver.
I don't know why I would ask you to roll damage after that.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I hope I don't have to. I mean, but I will if you want.
Can I just pause for a second? Like, you know how if there's an equivalent item in D&D and it's specifically to, like, hit, like, inanimate objects, because otherwise you have a one-shot kill item for everything and it seems a bit broken. Like, I also want us to win this fight, but it seems a bit broken.
Because you spent the point of will, mm-hmm. you may roll 2d6.
Checks out.
And if you finish her, you can punch through her heart.
Checks out. 9 points of damage.
Woof. You don't finish her.
Oh, nice. Okay. Then I'll say, as she kind of is continuing to move towards me and I sort of punch up, aiming for the heart, she's moved just sort of slightly further than I anticipated, and I think it goes through her shoulder.
You do fuck her up, absolutely. Like, that is an incredible amount of damage that you have dealt to her. But she is not invulnerable, and you see that she lays out on the floor kind of groaning. She's not done, but she's not... She might not get up from this, but depends. What else are you doing?
I kind of roll up to my feet, and Mags is kind of squaring off with this other dude.
I'm fine.
I know that the defenseless boy has fallen a floor below, so I'll just Mags, come on! I'll run. Trying to see where Monty went.
You head, which of you two are going?
Yeah, okay, so I assume Declan starts running down the stairs, kind Correct. Of following the plummet of Monty. Declan says, come on. Yeah, hang on! I'm going to try and grab this half-transformed guy by the lapels and throw us both over the banister down to Monty's level down the stairs. Nice.
I'm going to be crushed by two bodies.
Absolutely,
it.
Yes.
I love it.
Move out the way, Monty!
Roll me athletics, and of course you can use your brawny for this.
12.
Yep, absolutely. Just tell me exactly what happens.
This guy's just slashed me pretty strongly.
Badly, yeah.
I think there's a moment of Mags flinching genuinely in pain, seeing Declan fighting heroically, seeing him going down the stairs, and Mags once again is just going to... There's a quick glance kind of round his side, seeing the trajectory, and he's just going to grab the clothes he's wearing, pull them both close, and just shove them both, and I'm going to try and use him as a crash mat.
Nope. I'm not going to make you roll anything additional for this. You've done it with that athletics check. Roll me a d6 of damage, plus 1 for that, please.
6.
Yes. He smashes his head back against the concrete of the floor. You feel, as you land on him, pressure points where his bones break. You can feel his body trying to fix them, but unlike Alexis Philippa, he is nowhere near as strong. You have done incredible damage to him, but he is not done yet.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
I would love for all of you, before your turn, Monty, I would love all of you to roll me an awareness check.
Can I use my awareness of 14 to have perused the people who are here? The thing is, okay, so I'm a wizard. I have really high lore. I have really high streetwise. I don't have any magic intrinsically, but a club like this has got to be banging with magic items. 100%.
Oh, items. Okay. Yeah.
And I want to have... I would like to steal a wand of fireballs, etc., etc. Grab a fucking...
Something.
Like, something. That was my plan.
I've dropped my wand of fireballs to the club!
Just, it doesn't have to be anything. Like, it can be a glamour or, like, you know, like, whatever. But I just wanted to be doing that while I was lying on the floor, like, oh! And then I can slide sideways... and be missed being crushed. I'm fine for that to happen. But I would like to have the time to be like, the only skills I have are thievery at this point.
To gain a resource. So, Monty, when you land on the ground, we do that moment where you land into the ground, your head's kind of turned to the side, and we rack focus to something directly in front of you, and you see a zipped tiny baggie of bright red powder that you recognize as dragon's breath.
Listen, I've got a head injury. It's been a week. I barely remember what that shit does. I'm just like, great, fuck it, that'll do.
grabs the drugs, is in the process of snorting them as next to you.
And I push the drugs into my face as I roll sideways to avoid being crushed by the weight
it's
of Mags.
A cloud of redness.
Now that you're all down here, please could I get you all to roll me an awareness check?
I got a 10.
10 for me.
I'm busy crashing into a man.
You can quickly survey, get spots of what is going on this floor of the club. Coming towards you, and from a pocket of, a very dark pocket of the this floor, with too much plush and too much red, are three of the most pallid looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. There are three vampires.
How bad do they smell?
They smell like ass.
Oh, fuck.
And they are coming.
Like bad ass? Or?
They smell like stanky booty that has not been washed for weeks.
But the question is, do they eat ass?
Definitely not.
Just next.
No, because they are...
It's 2022, like...
Well, this is what I'm saying. They're vampires. They don't know it's 2022.
That is...
I have a question. I remember fucking anything about this drug except...
You've taken it now.
Except I've taken it now.
You are going to roll me a conviction, please.
Seven.
Should
I spend some will to not fuck? Okay. And we'll spend 3 points of will.
Amazing. So you are not going to take any negatives of this straight away. So after you've taken the dragon's breath, you feel an intense surge of rage fill you. Like, Monty, I feel like, is not a rageful person. And suddenly he is the angriest he's ever been, and he feels like he could go 10 rounds in a boxing ring. You get a +2 to both your athletics and your melee.
Nice.
The beefiest I'm gonna ever be.
It's a beefy boy.
I kind of have interrupted your turn a bit, Naomi, so...
That's okay.
What else are you doing other than just taking the dragon's breath? You have other... You have other little things you can do.
I am... mad as hell now. I'm a box of jumpy frogs of anger. I would like to scramble on all fours.
Yes.
And grab one of the smaller vampires.
Yes.
By the ankle and begin shaking him violently.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Okay, shaking a vampire like a blood smoothie. Roll me a melee attack, please.
Be big. Oh my god. Oh will my god.
Will a 12 hit?
It's a fucking 12.
Yes, a 12 will hit. Roll me damage. I'm going to...
Suddenly this austere, beautiful, gothic creature glides out of the darkness. You can't even see its feet moving. And it's like, yeah, it starts to bare its fangs and say some cool shit about how it's going to take us to the quit. And then suddenly something grabs it by the ankle and it's just like...
Yeah. It truly is like a... Ah, the boy wizard has come to...
I am frothing with rage.
And drugs.
And while I'm just like slapping this guy side to side, I'm just looking at others and going, do you want some?
Holy shit.
God.
Roll me...
You want to fucking go?
Max. Max, Monty's gone off the deep end.
Oh, fuck.
No, I think it's good.
Roll me a d6 +2, please.
5.
Is that with the +2?
Yeah.
Great, okay. You do 5 points of damage. Just beating up this vampire.
That's a chunky amount of damage for an unarmed teenager.
Yeah. That's the end of your turn, Naomi.
Yes.
And now it is Alexis Philippa's turn and the vampire's turn. Mags, you land on top of this goon and you feel them crunch underneath you, but they are in the process of bones breaking, shattering, and reforming. So they are going to claw at you from a great vantage point, I must say.
Yep.
What is your defense there? I'm gonna give you actually a -1 for how close.
Okay, yeah.
That you
no,
are.
Absolutely fair. That takes me down to a 14.
14. Doesn't fucking matter because that's the sheath. That's the sheath.
He reaches out to you and he's like, wow, that was really hot.
A face stroke instead.
Yeah.
Just like, yes.
So what I'm going to say you are able to do with that landing is you actually pin down these arms.
Yeah.
And with your brawn from when you threw him over, you are able to pin down those arms so he cannot get at you. And he's going to attempt to break free, but cannot. And then, Declan, as you run down the stairs, narrowly avoiding being hit by this, you are, I'm going to say, like, 3/4 of the way down the stairs, but they're blocking your path, and you just hear behind you a... And this broken...
I'm sorry, I didn't eat earlier.
And this broken and busted-looking wolf is staring you down.
At the top of the stairs?
At the top of the stairs.
Okay.
And they are going to leap towards you. What is your defense for melee?
For melee, 13.
That is a 13.
I don't defend against it.
No. So
I take some damage.
You definitely do. That is going to be 11 points of damage.
Yo, I have an endurance of 12, so I'm still up.
You're still up. This werewolf leaps onto you, tearing into you, and goes for the jugular and starts ripping at your throat. You are pinned down on the ground next to Mags and the goon, with Monty kind of in the distance punching a vampire. One of the vampires is going to... The vampire that you're attacking is actually going to go for you. I want you to roll a conviction check. You're looking to beat a 10.
Well, that is a 7 and an 8 and 2 points of will.
Excellent. You feel this vampire is trying to glamour you.
He just wants to make me a beautiful boy.
Yes. You feel like this vampire is trying to influence you, but you, under the influence of Dragon's Breath already, are able to push back against it. You're looking at the eldest vampire of them all. You can tell because the other two are very subservient to it, flanking behind him.
And he's like, ugh, those kids with their minion memes.
Correct. Those kids on Facebook.
I've heard the TikTok.
Yes. You see that one of the lesser vampires goes to start to bite you, and the main vampire and snarls at it back, and you think that they are trying to keep you intact for a reason.
Great. I'm not a juice box, which means it's one less thing they can do to me. Bonky, bonky, murder, murder, kill, death, kill.
Kill, death, kill. Excellent. Next up is the lot of you. What are you doing?
Mags is on the ground, the bottom of the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Pinning down.
Pinning down this goon, transforming. There's everything going on behind. There's the vampires, there's the hissing, there's Monty shouting and frothing at the mouth. And I think Mags can just hear the pounding of her own heart and is just seeing red. And you see her lift up her hand to this guy on the ground's chin, essentially. And for a second, it looks like she's going to try and rip his fucking head off. And I think in a second, there's a thump and there's a light kind of spray of blood, and I look up and I can see Declan with this wolf going through his throat. It's clearly fucking serious. And Mag's hand just drops from this guy on the ground, and I'm going to jump as fast as I can, spending an extra point of will to get an extra action.
Yes.
And I'm spending a point of will to transform.
Yes!
At fucking last.
And I'm going for Alexis Philippa.
Yes!
You just hear
Wolfpack.
A growl and the ripping of clothes.
Yep.
As Mags slams into Alexis Philippa.
Roll me that attack, please.
13.
Yep. Oh.
Sorry. 15.
Oh! Fuck. Roll me the damage. What? Actually.
Yeah.
No matter what you roll, you finish her. So, what do you do?
It's brutal. For all the Looney Tunes that's going on behind, I do think, in the melee and the blood and all this, Mags has lost control, and I think I am going for Alexis Philippa's neck. I think it's an attempt to be fatal.
Yeah, absolutely. A rip and a crunch and a yelp. The human form of Alexis Philippa lies dead on the ground of the Catacomb Club. And as we see the dead body of Alexis, what do we see standing over her?
I think Mags has managed to do it mid-transformation. And I think she stands still partly human as the transformation takes hold. And, I mean, she's bigger. She's a lot bigger as the start. It's a large humanish shape covered in thick black hair, yellow eyes, long snout. It's almost human from the neck down. If you go by the pictures in the book, it's uncomfortably sexy.
So sexy. It's too sexy.
It's if anything, sexy. Too sexy.
Yeah.
But it is a monstrosity. It is not human, and it is definitely not wolf. And there's just yellow animal eyes that look just dripping in rage.
Declan.
Yes.
You witness this happen.
Yeah.
You are lying on the ground.
I've lost a lot of blood very suddenly.
Essentially bleeding out.
Yeah.
Mechanically, if you don't treat this with before you leave this club, you're going to bleed out and die.
I can't really, there's nothing I can do. I can't heal myself with magic. I don't have that kind of magic. So what I will do is I will spend 2 points of will. Given that it's probably one of the only things to hand right now, I will cast a ward against Fae on the knuckle duster that's in my right hand, which mechanically will mean Fae can't come within 10 feet of it. I will cast that just kind of in a daze. Just I've seen this. There was this wolf ripping my throat out, and then suddenly it just was gone.
Yeah.
And then was being kind of violently killed over here by something else that's kind of wearing Mags's jacket, but like, or at least what's left of it. But I'll cast that on the knuckle duster. Is the Mags wolf looking at me, or is it standing over its kill?
I think it's looking at you.
Okay.
It doesn't look a lot like Mags.
I had Mags's clothes on. I know you're a werewolf.
Sorry, I meant the expression on its face.
Oh, sure. I hold up the knuckle duster in one hand and I'm just...
Mags, Gare Montio, asylum.
I'm just holding up with what strength I've got left, just holding up this knuckle duster. And you saw me do some... Yeah, with some silvery, grey, shiny, magic-y stuff. Obviously, I would have used a coin. So, coin for...
Coin for Zaki.
Coin for me.
I'll also be sort of trying to push myself. How much can I do? I feel like that's...
I will let you roll a medicine check. If you hit a 10, you've staunched the bleeding, but you're never going to be able to get above one endurance point until you are properly seen to by a doctor.
At last.
If you hit a 12, I'll let you heal up by a D4.
My 1 point in medicine. Here we go. That's a 5, my dude.
It's not happening.
You just see, I do this very emotional, like trying to hand up the knuckle duster to you that's like glowing now with magic, and then you just see Declan like grabbing the sleeve, like a torn off sleeve of his jacket, and like trying to like jam it over its own neck, and it's just pouring out of just very vainly trying to cover a wound up, like just really not working at all.
Monty, it's your turn. What are you doing?
I'm Looney Tunesing it.
Again, I just want to remind everybody that while that very much seems is going on, there is a small teenage boy holding a vampire by the ankle and flailing him around like one of those inflatable tube men
outside a car thing.
How fucking dare you.
And whilst it's very embarrassing, his cape is billowing wonderfully what's going on.
He's like, it's Armani.
carry on.
Okay, I would like to continue to do unarmed damage of fuckery. Yeah.
Great, do it.
You know what? I would like to take this vampire that I have by the ankle and just like hit him over a balcony.
Yeah, fucking incredible. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. Roll me melee, please.
It's the 8.
You were trying to hit an 11. So you attempt to lift this vampire, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking kill you! But it's just like,
I would just like to drag him a couple of feet as he like flails on the floor, and I'm just like, you're going over the side and get fucking, and I'm just like, blah, 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 like as I'm like dragging this squirming guy on the floor. So I'm dragging this guy off the floor, and the frustration from not being able to like launch him over the side, which is just, I'm now in destruct mode, essentially. Yes. Like, I think everything from like the past couple of days is like, I'm really like fucking losing it.
Yeah.
And it's at that point that I just see all the blood, and there's just like fuck tons of blood. And I think that at that point, I reach down, I put my hand in the blood pool, and I just like start slathering my face in it. And I would like to do essentially an intimidation.
Yeah. Roll me a taunt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it feels kind of like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, that'll Jesus, do it.
Sweet Jesus Christ. It's a big roll.
11?
11.
I'm happy to spend a point of will to push it to a 12.
Let's push it to a 12.
Yeah. I reach down, I cover myself in blood, and then at the last moment, I think, I basically lift my head backwards and let out a guttural scream as I begin just like screaming and howling. I'm covered in blood. Something is deeply wrong with me, like psychologically and also physically at this point. And I taunt for a 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I basically look at the confused and I guess aggressive people who are like, yeah, we'll just give you to the queen. And I'm just like, is it fucking worth it?
I think there's genuinely a moment as the vampires who think they should be able to glamour you are already pushed to a limit in terms of how loyal they are to the queen, as we've established at this point, that they look at you and think, no. Fuck no. You see the vampires just kind of like stand straight and start moving backwards. No words from them. And in fact, one of them leans in and says,
we will talk soon.
And I'm just like, blah!
Yes. Yes, correct. It is now, you've all gone. It is now the bad guy's turn. The only one left is the goon that you tied down. Straight up, sees Alexis Philippa dead on the ground, looks petrified, and runs. Do you want to go after him?
Tear that man apart, baby girl. If you're doing your worst werewolf self...
In a better mind, Mags obviously wouldn't do that. This is very stupid. These are the rival werewolf gang. That was the leader of the gang. This is a whole... Yeah, as... stands there, Declan, sadly bleeding, holding out this magic knuckle duster. There's a kind of flicker of the humanity back. The rage for a second subsides as she looks at this, you know, her friend, quite sad, reaching out. And then the goon moves. And it's instinctual at that point. And, yeah, in a flash, she's gone.
Mags. You vanish into the throngs of terrified onlookers, lost in a blind rage, leaving Declan bleeding on the ground. Declan, you look up and watch as you see you are still clutching the warded knuckle dusters. Monty is in a blind rage, and you are bleeding out. Your vision starts to fade, and slowly, slowly, you start to go. Declan, in your final moments, you watch as all your effort once again turns to ruin. And you finally leave this mortal plane defeated once again. And that is where we are going to end today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Wow, what an episode.
The highs, the lows, all the things we had to cut out.
Please, can everyone here let me know where we can find you online, starting with Liz and going around counterclockwise, please.
I've been Liz Campbell. You can find me on socials at Liz X Campbell. That's Liz, the letter X, Campbell. And if you want to listen to more of me playing games, check out a bunch of other games on this year podcast, Realms of Peril and Glory. I'm in Vale. I'm in Viva La Revolution. I'm in Witches Dead. Yeah.
I'm Pip Gladwin. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter, where I will no doubt be referencing the things that I am in. So check it out there. I'm in as many things as Liz is on this channel, so there. Also dead.
Oh god, she's covering herself in blood.
At Naomi thinks it.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Naomi. I have been your game master, Zachary Fortescom. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That's at ACKFG. I also produce Oxventure, Outside Xbox, and Outside Extras, Actual Play, YouTube channel. The absolute best way that you can support this show and continue us doing this kind of nonsense, though hopefully not this exact flavor of nonsense, is to go to patreon.com/lightandtragic. There we have bonus shows, ad-free listening, and a lot more. And we think it is well worth your time. There are many bonus games that our players here are in that are just on that channel. So do go check it out. Again, that is patreon.com/lightandtragic. You can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. You can, of course, get Realms Apparel and Glory merch by going to the link in the podcast description. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Goodbye!
Bye. Ah!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.